not. Wow. Thank you, Greg. Wow. What? Yeah, there's that theological term I use, isn't it? Wow. Good stuff. Let me sort through what I want to do, because this is not going to be what I really thought about. I want to read the passage of scripture that's there in your bulletin. I do want to read that for us. Because I think what Greg was singing about there in that last song, sometimes we do lose our way. Sometimes we have pain that we can't handle. And sometimes that is self-inflicted. And sometimes it's just us being ornery. But we need a chain-breaking Savior. And we need to be able to discern between right and wrong, good and bad, good and better, better and best. We need to be able to discern all that stuff, right? So I want us to get to that passage here in just a minute, but I want to talk about this first. God, use me. How many of you have been praying the prayer every day? Awesome. You know what? Did you hear Matt pray this morning? Anybody hear Matt pray? Did you hear what he said? He did it again. He prayed, God, give us vision for ministry. And did you hear what he said? He qualified that. God, not just a general vision. I mean, we all can be loving and, you know, love God, love people, make disciples. He said, give us something specific. You know what's been really cool? I've gotten some emails from you this week. I don't know what God's up to, but he's up to something. And I can't wait. We keep praying, God, use me. And it's going to be fun to see where this goes and to see what God specifically gives us to do in ministry to make him famous. Now, some of you may not have picked up your the God Use Me picture. There's a card with this on it. It's out in the Welcome Center. If you didn't get one last week, go grab one. And the challenge is that every day we are going to pray that prayer. And when God speaks to us, we're going to keep praying that prayer and keep praying that prayer and keep praying that prayer until we see clearly what God's calling us to do. So I just encourage you to grab one of those pictures and, let's see where God takes us. Okay. So today, First John chapter 4 verses 1 to 6, it's really about learning to discern how to hear God's voice in the midst of all the garbage that is around us. How do we do that? I mean, and John says, man, this is imperative. This is what we have to be about. This is what we have to do as God's children. And we'll talk about why that was such a big deal here in just a minute. But let me just read this. Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God. For there are many false prophets in the world. This is the way to find out if they have the Spirit of God. If a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ became a human being, that person has the Spirit of God. If a prophet does not acknowledge Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist. Now you've heard that he's going to come into the world and he's already here, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won your fight with these false prophets. Here's why. Here's why you've already won the fight. It's there in verse 4. Because the Spirit who lives in you, capital S, by the way, the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit, small s, who lives in the world. These people belong to the world, so they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them, but we belong to God. That's why these who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen. This is how we know if someone has a spirit of truth or the spirit of deception. Now I want to show you what this looks like, this idea of discernment. Discernment is the ability to decide between good and evil. It's the ability to know God's will. All right? The ability to discern, to decide between good and evil. Let me show you what that looks like. Take a look.
Which one is it? You must choose. But choose wisely. For as the true grail will bring you life, the false grail will take it from you. I'm not a historian. I have no idea what it looks like. Which one is it?
Let me choose.
Thank you, Doctor. Certainly is the cup of the King of Kings. Eternal life.
Hey, you've seen the rest of the story. What you know is, she didn't choose very wisely. She didn't discern very well. Now John is so concerned, and that's why it's such a big deal. That's why this passage of scripture is such a big deal. So that we choose wisely, so that we discern well. It is a big deal. Now in John's day, it was all about the Gnostics, and it was about the false teachers who were spreading lies. And John says, look, there are two sources of where this teaching comes from. It's either the spirit of truth, or it's the spirit of the Antichrist. And he talked about that in this passage. He says, look, it's one of the two. He's already talked about it in the previous verses in 1 John. What I can tell you is that makes it such a big deal is that people in John's day were being fooled. People today are being fooled. We're not discerning very well between truth and error. We see something, we're not sure, we may not choose very wisely even. People in John's day didn't choose wisely. And he said, look, this is a big deal, y'all. You got to choose wisely. It has eternal consequences. It really does. For all of us. The Bible is so clear that Satan is a liar. People today are being fooled by the lies of Satan. Satan is a liar. In fact, the Bible says that Satan is the father of all lies. He tells untruths about God. He tells untruths about sin. He tells untruths about holy and righteous living. It happened with Eve in the garden. It happened with Jesus when he was being tempted. Satan just lied to him. Flat lied to him. Listen, I want to tell you this so we all understand our enemy, Satan, the deceiver, the schemer, has that he loses no sleep over those of us who are followers of Jesus. He's not in love with us. He is our enemy. He despises us because of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. And I think we need to understand that that he takes the Word of God and he subtly twists it for his own purposes. It happened then and it happens today in our world. There are a tremendous amount of subtle anti-biblical messages that are being promoted in our schools, on our college campuses, championed in entertainment forms, and in our workplaces. There are people, the pop divas, there are movie stars, there are star athletes, there are politicians who conveniently invoke the name of God when it works for them. And within minutes will insult the name of God when it doesn't fit their culturally acceptable behaviors. So yeah, it's a big deal. We need to understand what the truth is. We as Christ's followers need to understand who Jesus is and what He's doing for us and what He wants to do in us. So if we're going to be able to discern in the correct way, there are really two questions that need to be answered. Jesus asked them two big questions. Jesus asked them in Matthew chapter 16. He was talking with Peter. And he says, Peter, there's two big questions that need to be answered. And here's the first one, Peter. Who do people say that I am? And you know, if you really look at Peter's answer, what he is really saying when he answers Jesus, this is my paraphrase, okay? Jesus, listen, people don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. Some think you're Elijah, some think you're this, some think you're that. They don't know. And it boiled down to this next question. And this next question really is all about discerning. It really is important for you and for me. And that's this question. Who do you say that I am? That was the second question that Jesus asked Peter. You remember Peter's answer? You're the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are the incarnate Jesus sent from God. You came to live, to dwell among us, to live in our neighborhoods. Verse 2 says that John says Jesus became flesh. Listen, I know this, what I'm going to tell you is not real popular. Okay, I get it. I don't care if it's popular or not, but I know it's the truth. Who do you say that I am? I think the best answer to that is echoing the very words of Jesus that He spoke in John chapter 14. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And no one, try any God you want to, it's not going to work. No one comes to the Father except through me. Who do you say that I am? And see, that's the question that all of us need to answer. That's the question. That we need to have a definitive answer for. Who do we say that He is? When it comes down to discerning truth from error, it comes to that question. What do we believe about Jesus? Do we believe He is who He said He is? That He is Redeemer, Savior, and Lord? Or not? Do we buy into that? Do we love Him for who He is? Or not? Now here's the cool thing. Verse 4. I don't want you to miss verse 4. And it says it in other versions. Greater is He who is in you. Listen. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is the Spirit, K capital S, who lives inside of you, than the spirit, small s, of the world. Don't be fooled. Don't get tricked. You've already got it. Greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. We can discern the truth by knowing the answer to that question. That question. Who do we say that He is? And to remember, greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. Let's pray together. God, wow. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this word about discerning, this word about understanding who you have called us to be as your children. Lead us to the truth. By your Holy Spirit, the one who lives inside of us, lead us to the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Lead us to know that He is the way, truth, and the life. No matter what the world tells us. No matter what the world tells us. Oh, don't forget. Greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world. Amen? Let's go be the church. Let's go make Him famous. In the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. Chester's back at the back with a basket. If you want to give a love offering for Greg this morning, if you want to talk to him about his CDs, he'll be back there. Thank you so much for being here today. God bless you.